99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Verda Tedda. She recently graduated from high school in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And so she walks on stage to accept her General Excellence Award and asked the school to donate the scholarship she was getting to a student in need.
Oh.
Now, Verda is going to Harvard, and award was a $40,000 scholarship.
What?
Yes, and she wanted to donate it. She said, knowing my mom went to a community college and how much that was helpful, I would be so grateful if the administration would consider giving the scholarship to someone who's going to a community college.
Wow.
How amazing that. She says, you know, it's her Christian faith that helped in her decision and the fact that her mom taught her the value of education, having gotten her bachelor's degree at the age of 47.
She is donating her $40,000 scholarship.
Yes, she is, to someone else. Her mom was raised in Ghana, brought Verda to the States as a child. The principal is going to work with her to select another recipient and said what she did, it represents the best of humanity.
Dang.
In a sense. Verda is going to study chemistry and pre-med at Harvard.
Well, she's got a great life ahead of her.
Yeah, she is amazing. We will tweet out the story. It's a pretty incredible gesture at Ben and Kelly Show.
I want to get to the setting the bar story, but it is almost a win. But the setting the bar story is for this cheating dude, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to date multiple women at the same time without them knowing, you're doing okay.
I'm guessing he was unsuccessful at the them not knowing part.
Yes, and this is where we get to the story, which is kind of fantastic. I mean, it's not fantastic that these women were cheated on, but how they responded is the story.
That's the win.
Yep. So, Sophie, she's, you know, 26 years old, been dating her boyfriend, Adam, not his real name. He's 34, for about 8 months. So, a little bit of time, you know? That's more than just, you know, a casual relationship at that point, right?
Sure.
Well, little did she know, Kristen, who's 33, met Adam on Hinge.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's a dating app.
Uh-huh.
Back in August. And eventually became, as Kristen thought, exclusive.
Uh-oh.
So Kristen's the new girl, I guess. And she thought, okay, we're in an exclusive relationship. And so they even planned an international trip together to Turkey.
Oh, wow. That's a really big trip.
Right. But a few days before the flight, Kristen gets a voicemail from Sophie. Remember Sophie? She's the 26-year-old.
She's the first girlfriend, we think.
Yep. And they both realized Adam has been lying to them.
Uh-oh.
So this is what they decide to do. So Kristen and Adam got on their flight. Everything was status quo. Everything was great. We're going to go to Turkey. They get on the flight unaware that Sophie is also on the plane.
Oh my God. Oh.
They land in Turkey. That's when they pull the big surprise.
Oh no.
Confront him in the airport.
Oh gosh.
And so he's speechless.
Yeah.
Kristen and Sophie, and see, so often you see women then get angry at each other,
right,
and not at the guy.
They butt heads.
They butt heads, and they're like, he's my man, he's my man, he's my man, he's my man. When in reality,
the boy is mine.
Right.
That's what came to my head.
They should be getting upset with the guy. So
yeah.
Sophie and Kristen, they turn on Adam and then abandon him at the airport and go on vacation together.
Oh, wow.
So
they turned it into a girl's trip.
They turned it into a girl's trip.
Out in the cold.
Yes. And so they go, they spend great time together. They're taking photos. They're getting to know each other. They're turning into besties. And they were actually even on the flight home.
Shut up.
With
no
Adam. So, like, they have no idea what he even did. Like, he probably had to find some hotel by himself and figure everything out.
That's amazing revenge.
Yes.
That is the best kind of revenge. What's your mind going through? If you're Adam, you're busted. You're in Turkey. He obviously didn't turn around and go home.
Right.
He hung out in Turkey. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if he tried to hook up with some girl in Turkey.
I mean,
and then had to sit on the flight watching your two girlfriends, the best friends,
I know,
talking about their amazing trip.
Yeah, so they've documented it in photos, and it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
so
that's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll tweet the link so you can kind of see it too, at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, setting the bar. All right, this is kind of a setting the bar for cheating guys who think maybe they can pull one over. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to date multiple women at the same time without them knowing, then you're doing okay.
Oh, but we ended up in the feel-good lane with a girl's trip to Turkey. How fun is that?
There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see this story.
Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 99.7 DJX. This bride has been going viral on Reddit recently, and tell me if you can understand why. You know when you are invited to a wedding, right? And there's the registry list, like the little gifts that you can buy the bride and groom.
Yeah, it makes it easy so that you know it's always fun as the bride and groom to go register. It's good times.
Yeah, and you know, typically based on, you know, how well you know this person, you sometimes will look at the price of things and kind of look at the registry and say, you know what? I like this couple about $50 worth. Or
okay, and as the couple too, you if you're good at it, you're going to have a nice range of items on,
right?
From really affordable to a little bit more expensive, things that maybe a bunch of people could go in on together.
Right. And actually, that's something that I remember my mom suggested to me and my wife when we were registering, was like, hey, you know, don't be afraid to put some more expensive things on there, because sometimes people will go in on a gift, like, you know,
exactly.
Yeah. And so, but be thankful you didn't get an invite to this bride's wedding. This woman posted a gift list on Facebook, which was filled with luxury items. Things like Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses.
Whoa. Stop. Back the truck up. She's registering for purses? How is that helping the marriage? Like, start your life off as a couple in your new home. Typically, it's stuff for the home.
Yeah, it's typically things that you buy for a wedding to bring the two people together, for them to start their life together.
You're combining two households.
And you're right, Kelly. Purses, designer purses, don't seem to be a thing. Oh, that's not all. New floor tiles for the entire house. A new car. High class paintings. $400 in cash. In fact, $400 or more gift cards to the following places. Places like Saks Fifth Avenue. Yeah. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, Calvin Klein, Gucci, Whole Foods. The reason I messed that up, because she actually posts Fifth Saks Avenue. That's why I stumbled over that, because she actually called them Fifth Saks Avenue. She also wanted KitchenMade appliances, anything over $350. And here's the thing, the guest must pick off the list or, quote, consult her first, and added, quote, there are no exceptions. I am expecting everyone to spend at least $400.
Wait a second. She's got a minimum price for the gift. Otherwise, don't come.
So here's the thing. 7news.com had actually a screenshot of the post, which apparently had been taken down or made private or whatever. So there's no real word on who this person is. All we have is the screenshot. So she's either rich or out of touch or just kind of joking about the whole thing. But like, now, before you all throw up your knives and want to burn this woman, is there an expectation? If you are throwing and spending so much on your wedding, and every guest is getting maybe a $100 plate and a a lavish dinner and a lavish party, is there an expectation for a reciprocal gift?
If you've got that kind of money to throw at your wedding, I don't think they're really worrying about how much money their guests are spending on them. That's just me. I've never, ever heard of anybody having gift expectations going into their wedding. That's not what they're thinking about. They're thinking about, you know, throwing a great party, having all of their family and friends around them, and starting their new life together. I've never heard of anybody obsessing over the gifts like this.
Yeah, well, you can understand now why this woman is going viral.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tweet this out because you got to see this for yourself. At Ben and Kelly. All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So this is kind of a crazy story. DRB had this story. A lightning strike started this massive fire with two homeowners still inside their house in Fern Creek on Sunday. One of their neighbors, Rick Ranson, who lives near their house on Tranquility Way, talked about who alerted his neighbors to the fact their house was on fire.
By the time I came outside and got around here in about 3 or 4 minutes, the house, the roof was on flames. Ooh. So, again, having the off-duty officer bang on the door and make them aware that the top of the house was on fire, I think that was really a key moment.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah, ended up saving them.
Wow.
Yeah, the homeowner said he was in the basement but felt the shock when lightning hit the house. A few minutes later, the officer was at the front door.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, unbelievable. Firefighters were able to get it under control, but the heat and the high winds were causing lots of issues. Two firefighters ended up getting treatment at the hospital for heat exhaustion. Their house does look to be destroyed, but it was the officers, the LMPD's officers, quick decision to alert them to the fact that got them out and saved them.
Oh, wow. That is good. Good. I mean, it could have been a lot worse for sure.
Absolutely. So we'll tweet out that story at Ben and Kelly Show.
So, Kelly, I already know the answer that you're going to say, but I'm going to ask you anyways. Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten revenge on an ex?
No, I wouldn't call it revenge. I caught an ex in, you know, confirming that he indeed was cheating, courtesy of a three-way call started by the other woman.
Yeah, but you didn't, like, go out and slash his tires or carry Underwood his headlights.
Right. I don't do that.
Exactly.
I just, you know, I'm just like, all right.
Right.
Crying rug, arbor mist, cookie dough. That's my recipe.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me what revenge story is more brutal here, because we have a couple quick stories of women that are trending right now and how they both did it when they found out, all right?
First, which is worse, okay. Yeah,
we go to England for this one, okay?
Oh, across the pond.
Yeah, jolly old England, and a woman by the name of Meg, she got on Twitter after her ex liked her on a dating app 4 years after he ghosted her and just disappeared.
Oh, wow. This is very similar to a situation we had this week.
Yeah. So she just liked him back and then sent him a message and said she has a 4-year-old kid he might want to meet. Now, just so we're not confused, she doesn't actually have a kid. We don't know if he's responded to it or just ghosted her again.
Oh, that's savage. When you are making up imaginary kids
that
you say he's the daddy of, that is, that's a special level of psycho, I feel like.
Yeah, implying, okay, so that is woman number one, okay?
Okay.
Woman number two, this one may even be more diabolical, though, okay?
Really? Okay.
All right, so this woman on TikTok split up with her boyfriend a few years ago, back in 2016, all right? So for 5 years, she's been getting back at her ex by flooding his email with spam.
Oh, wow. That does have some hang time.
Yep.
If she's still at it 5 years later.
Yeah, here's how she did it. Every time a website or an app requires an email address to get through a paywall, for example, she uses his email. So he just gets more and more newsletters and alerts that he never signed up for and has no idea why. Right, exactly. So which one do you think?
There's a couple of different factors. I mean, this one, she's still tormenting him 5 years later, which, all right, at some point we need to move on. That is really,
yeah, you need to bury the hatchet.
That's a level crazy right there. But then the first one made up an imaginary kid, so this guy might think he's a dad when he's not.
So which one's more brutal?
It's really hard to measure because one is just kind of like really, I mean, it's a lie. It's a really big lie. It's really, really, really big lie. But then this one has just been going on forever. And will she ever stop?
Yeah, I think Meg, the first one, is more brutal in my mind. As a guy, yeah. I'm thinking if I even think that I have a kid that I don't know for 4 years,
yeah,
that is wicked. So
absolutely. And then what if he starts like wanting to send her child support? And then what if she takes it?
Well, okay. Well, let's not get that far. But okay, but I'm going to go ahead and just say number one was the more brutal. So anyways, there you go. Little game there for you.
That was fun.
Yeah, fun little game here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Happy Father's Day.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets can only mean one thing. It is indeed time. You laugh, you lose! On 99.7 DJX. All right, so here's the thing. I own the trophy. The trophy is mine, Kelly.
Yeah, well, you're holding it.
I'm holding it. I do have the trophy in hand. I won last week. Overall, though, Kelly still holds a 2-game lead in the franchise. So
okay, so can I just note that on the Mother's Day edition of this little segment, you won, which was kind of cruel. This would be the Father's Day edition, would it not? With Father's Day this weekend?
What are you saying, Kelly?
I'm going for blood. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, I'm not giving you special treatment because you're the dad on the show.
I am technically a dad, and I'm
you
on this show.
Okay.
All right, so you laugh, you lose. The losers go first. First person who laughs loses. Kelly Kay.
Okay, so with it being Father's Day, I'm going to start with a dad joke, a real dad joke.
Okay.
Father's Day dad joke. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey, Ben, what do you call a father who is also a bodybuilder?
What?
Buff daddy.
Noted. Kelly, my dad used to encourage us by saying, when one door closes, another one opens. Great guy. Terrible cabinet maker.
Got it. Still solid advice, though.
Yeah.
Really good advice.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about the calendar.
Yeah?
Yeah, its days are numbered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you call a French man wearing sandals?
What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
Philippi Floppy. Philippi Floppy.
The accent's tough.
Yeah, it is. It's tough.
It is. It's a tough accent.
Sorry.
Hey, this one's from Marsha. Gotta give my minions a shout out.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I call my horse Mayo. And sometimes mayonnaise.
But only Dukes. Kelly, whoever invented the knock-knock joke should get a prize.
Really?
The Nobel Prize.
Good one.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm?
Why is it too hard for lifeguards to save hippies?
Why?
They're too far out.
Oh. Kelly, two termites walk into a bar.
Uh-huh.
One of them asks, is the bartender here? Tender.
Oh, that's the punchline?
Yes. Tender bar. Like, is the bartender?
Got it.
Is the bartender?
Got it.
Bartender?
Oh, texture.
Okay. You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why are sheep such unpredictable drivers?
Why?
They love making U-turns. E-W-E. U-turns. Spelling joke.
Got it. Kelly, why did Tigger put his head in the toilet?
Why did Tigger put his head in the toilet?
He was looking for poo.
I got a joke for you. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat a mop who?
I eat a mop poo.
Oh,
you get it?
You're getting me to say I eat my poo.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
That was good.
I'm doing that.
That was good. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Why are chickens so self-conscious about their faces?
Why are chickens so self-conscious about their faces?
I mean, you would be too if you had a pecker on your head. I can't.
I
got it.
I can't believe I outlasted that. I can't believe it.
I don't know.
Chicken
breath.
Peckers took me down. Chicken peckers took me down. Can't even handle that anymore.
All right. It was physically painful. It was physically
stupid.
Painful.
Stupid. You are an awful person to try to take this trophy away from me on Father's Day weekend.
I eat a mapoo.
Okay. All right. That's great. All right. So you laugh, you lose there. And 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So this is a little different. We had a listener reach out with a really special request.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kristen Brochiers. She's 28 years old, and she said, I wanted to do something special to honor my dad for Father's Day this weekend.
Aw.
His name is Mark Klotz. He's been an entrepreneur all his life, and although many entrepreneurs chase a dollar, my dad was different. Growing up, she says, I have seen my dad give money to strangers and treat others better than anyone else would when they were down on their luck. He never expected anything in return, and I honestly believe he was paying it forward before it was a trend.
Oh.
He's the most generous man I know. And she goes on to say, to get an idea of how generous my father is, he once shared our home with a family that needed a place to live, all 13 of them.
Wow.
This family stayed with us for a couple of months. He helped a homeless man gain his social security when it was lost, paid to get his license, gave him a job to get him back on his feet. He honestly knows the meaning of humanity and what a world could be if everyone gave a helping hand when someone needed it.
Oh, wow.
Being the generous guy he is, when the pandemic started, he started a CDL school. He knew this type of position would help people maintain a living through these hard times and also help get people all over America the supplies they needed to live. So what she wanted to do was to reach out and to buy some advertising time in honor of her dad. She said, I'm doing this for my dad for Father's Day because he's someone who deserves a hand, even if he doesn't ask or needs it. I want to give him something because he's constantly giving to others and has been a role model to me for years and has encouraged me to be the person that I am today. So she bought a commercial, had one produced to air,
wow,
like our other advertisers do, officially on the radio.
Yeah.
And so we're going to hear that.
Oh, wow. Coming up. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Absolutely. Oh. How cool is that? So she decided, you know what? I'm going to buy an official commercial for my dad.
I love that. Well, Kristen, I think your dad sounds awesome, and I think what you're doing is awesome. Thank you for supporting the show. And we thank you for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, so listen for it coming up in this next group of commercials.
Ben and Kelly Show, 99.7 DJX. So coming up, I have a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. And it's one of those issues where it's like, she's got proof. She has proof of one thing, and she's got her boyfriend's word on another thing. And
oh gosh. Yeah, oh man.
Yeah. And you know, it's like, how far do you push? How do you approach this?
And how credible is the proof?
Yeah, exactly. All of that, you know, and it's like, how believable is your boyfriend? Has your boyfriend ever done anything like this before? And, you know, it's just one of those sticky situations that, you know, people sometimes find themselves in where they're like, you know what? I want to believe you, but I see this and it throws doubt at everything.
Yeah, and since you're the one with the feelings invested, you need to go to people that don't have the feelings invested and say, here, look at all of this objectively and tell me how to sort through this.
Yeah, so that's what we're kind of doing here next as we dive into group therapy. Coming up here in a few minutes.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes it's tough just to ask people that you know. Your situation, you know, whether it's embarrassment or, you know, you just don't trust the people around you, you know, to give
They might have feelings about it too, like emotions invested that we don't have.
We don't have emotion. So that's what's good. It's group therapy, and got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. She says, I know y'all take questions. Not sure what to do here. I asked my boyfriend about his day. He said he had doctor visits a couple different times. Before he got home, I watched two videos of events taking place at his work. He was in them. So when he got home, he told me what the doctor had to say and how he had to sit and wait for his appointment. I asked about these two events. And he said he didn't really have to participate because of his doctor appointments. He even said, wow, you know more about what's going on than I do.
He clearly is seen in both these videos. I just don't know why he would lie. I don't know how to tell him I know. Thought about sharing the videos with him. What do you think?
Okay, so here's my question. Were they live streamed videos or were they previously recorded?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't have that answer. She didn't elaborate on that. But 502-571-9974 in a text in. But that's an interesting one, because if you've got video proof of your boyfriend
being somewhere he says he was not.
Right. But it sounds like if it were the other way around, if he were saying that he was at a doctor's appointment and you had video of the doctor's office and you never saw your boyfriend there, you know, that would be different.
Yes, but at the same time, he's telling her, I wasn't at these work events, yet there is video proof he was.
Yeah, that is the wild thing. And what I think really it's as simple as just going, hey, I can't get over in my head these videos that I see with you in them. Like, this is this is you. Like I don't understand what about the doctor? Like, help me understand what I'm seeing here. Like,
exactly. Well, and I'm confused as to why he would lie about this, because it'd be one thing if he told her, hey, I've got these work events, and then there's video of him not being there.
Yes.
And then where is he?
Yes.
But he was at the work event, and that doesn't seem like it's scandalous or, you know, so he's, I don't think there's cheating going on, because he was at a work event, even though he told her he was at the doctor. So I'm really confused as to why he would lie about this in this way.
Yeah. And that always brings up the red flag of, if he's going to lie about something that shouldn't be anything to lie about, then that could be cause for concern about, okay, what else is this guy not telling you?
I feel like, though, the way she confronts us, and this is what she's asking, is, you know, I think it's valid to show him the video and just be like, I'm kind of confused.
Right.
You were saying you were at the doctor, but here, this is you, right? And then, I mean, just let him explain it. And then I think based on what he says about that, that will reveal, I think, how you move forward.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. So, good luck with that. Please let us know what happens, because I feel like there's more to this story than we understand at this point.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, hopefully it works out for you. Let us know if we can be of more assistance. That is group therapy. Ben and Kelly, it's Father's Day weekend. So hopefully, don't forget, send him a card. Don't text your dad. Give him a call. In honor.
And by the way, if you want to, find the perfect Instagram caption for dad, because, you know, you have to post about dad on Instagram or social media. I mean, you just have to nowadays. And, you know, a lot of people are scrolling pretty fast, and you don't want to, do this huge, long, lengthy, you know, diatribe about how amazing your dad is. Do that on a written note. That is awesome. But we've got some really cute, heartwarming, short captions that are great ideas that Elite Daily kind of compiled, and we put it up on our website if you're looking for some really good ideas that kind of express how much you love him and it'll make him smile, up at WDJX.com.
Okay. So if you need the perfect caption to go with the photo on Instagram of you and your dad, some ideas for you at WDJX.com. So in honor of Father's Day, a search was held for the daddest state. Okay.
The dad estate? What criteria are they looking at?
Okay, so they're based on New Balance sneakers and grilling habits. Now, I don't know if they just take amount of New Balance purchases in the state and versus grills purchased in the state to compile this list, but turns out the daddest state in America is Iowa.
Really?
Yep, Iowa. gets that title.
That's great. Just those, just the two little criteria. That's it. That's all they were basing it on.
I mean, how? I don't know. Yeah, Iowa is number one. Florida is the least dad state in the United States. Where does Kentucky and Indiana fall? Well, Indiana is number 28 on the list.
Uh huh.
So kind of down there. Kentucky though is number 12. So not bad.
Rocking some dads.
Rocking some dads there. So yeah, the daddest state.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.